Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Live Life by Design podcast, I should say, brought to you by Become an Investor. I almost messed it up again. Almost did it again. Well, right on, everybody. Welcome back. We got a little bit of a ghost town tonight, but you know what? We got one of our guests, a co-host tonight, Mr. Fausto. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you guys?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Right on. Well, hey, we're happy to have you tonight, man. I'm glad that you can make it.
Yeah, thank you for the invite.
Of course, dude. Of course. And then we got to my right here, Miss Daniela Mignani.
What's up, beautiful people? Let's start the night.
You know, I know that when you say that, you're talking about me. I'm a beautiful person.
Right? Oh, goodness.
She's like, I'm gonna beat him.
I have a mirror in front of me.
There you go. Good one. Good one.
Again.
Well, right on, guys. Right on. So tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about what tonight, Fausto?
Tonight, we're going to talk about doubling your lead flow.
Right on.
Yeah, so different strategies and things to look out for in the market to kind of help you navigate through this time.
Right on. But before we get into all that, as always on the Live Life by Design podcast, we start off with a quote for the day. Danny, you got the quote?
I got the quote. There is surely... I think I did.
Yeah.
There is surely nothing quite so useless as doing with the great efficiency what should not be done at all. Peter Drucker. Yeah.
There is surely nothing quite so useless as doing with great efficiency what should not be done at all. Peter.
You're trying to make them understand my accent?
A little bit. I thought I'd help out a little. Sorry, I didn't mean to make that obvious.
No, you didn't.
Well, shit, let's dig into that quote a little bit. What do you think, Fausto?
Yeah, I completely agree, right? Because you could do 1,000 things the wrong way and they're just not going to work out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of makes you think and makes you think if you are being efficient with your process, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. You may be doing things like here's an example. Rubber on tires, right?
Right.
You sit there and you spin the wheels and there's effort going on, but you're still at a standstill and you're just spinning the rubber off the wheels, right?
Release the brake.
Exactly, but that's what you have to do because sometimes, I mean, hey, some people may think that that's actually doing something, right? Other than, you know, having to buy a new set of tires at the end of the day.
Yeah, I would say that 1 hour of a productive work, it's worth more than a day of spinning wheels.
100%.
Right? So I guess that is the efficiency.
Efficiency. That's right. Efficiency.
Efficiency.
There you go.
Let's learn English.
Oh, man. Yeah, I like this too because, I mean, if you're not focused on the right things, right, that's going to help your business grow, is that truly productive? Is that truly efficient, right? You can maybe say you're going to focus on doing something, but like I said, you know, if it's not the right thing that's going to help your business grow or move your business in the right direction or even convert your leads into a prospective sale doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think when they, you know, you talk about efficiency, we need to always keep the eyes open, right? Mm-hmm. You need to renew the ideas. You need to repeat what worked before to see if it's still working. It gets old. Maybe a strategy that you're using to keep your leads up that you used 10 years ago, it's not going to be the same thing today. So keeping your mind open for new ways to structure your business and is still having that
diversify.
Yeah. So you can be productive. You can get more from your own leads. It doesn't mean that you're not getting the leads. Maybe you just need to look for a new strategy on your leads on that way, because everything is changing. Market is changing. Strategies are changing. So not everything is going to be the same. That is the point.
Right. But I think one of the things that we should touch on, too, though, is I think, you know, the initial topic was doubling our leads, right? Or doubling the lead flow. How important are leads, though? I mean, maybe that's something we need to make sure we explain to our listeners as well. How important are leads?
Well, it's your life.
It's the lifeline of your business, right? If you're not prospecting and getting leads, nothing what you do is going to matter.
Yeah, and but on that matter, strategies today are different.
Yeah.
That is what I think. When I think about our topic today, it's keeping your leads, might be the same leads with a different exiting. What was working last year might not be working now because the market's changing.
Yeah.
It's not the leads that are getting, you know, a little less. Are you looking at your leads with the right eyes? I mean, are you using diversification to work on the leads that you have on your hands right now?
Yeah, I think what you need to do is filter your leads a few times before you get rid of them, right? Like you said, try different strategies. It doesn't necessarily have to follow one certain exit.
Yeah, there's...
So you're just going to have to filter them a few times before you get completely rid of them. Just because one thing doesn't work, you might be able to pull something else off, right?
But is it even filtering the lead, or is it even just getting the lead, right?
It's filtering the leads. If you get like 100 leads, let's say.
But what if you're not even getting 100 leads?
No, but that is doubling your flow, like.
What I'm getting at is. Okay, we're talking about the importance of leads, right? And we want to talk about doubling your flow of leads, mm-hmm. but you know, you're hitting on some good points. Is like, you got to reiterate, restructure, and things of that sort on your lead generation. But you just made a point that what about when something was working before isn't working now? So you could potentially not be getting any leads then, right?
Yes. And if you're getting and if you don't have the eyes to understand what's on your hand, how you're going to be able to monetize.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing is understanding, right, again, to what you're saying is like we have to stick with what works, but then if it doesn't work anymore, go back, like you're saying, reiterate, restructure. But that's something that we have to really monitor, keep your freaking fingers on the pulse on, right?
Yeah.
Because you can quickly, you know, maybe you have 100 leads one week and then you have zero the next and zero the next. And it could be because maybe you changed the message because you thought, oh, I'm going to fix this. And maybe, you know, the old message worked fine. Or maybe too many people have seen that message already and got oversaturated, right?
Yeah, you need to be able to restructure and approach your leads constantly in different ways, right?
Right.
So I will still going to go, like, are you approaching the 100 that you had? I got what you're saying. You always need to keep the pipeline full.
Yes.
And that is the life of the business.
100%.
There is no doubts on that, right? You need to do that 24/7. But was the marketing changing? Are the investors out there really looking on properties or leads that are coming, approaching them in a right way so they can monetize from them?
Yeah, I mean,
leads, yeah, you know what I mean?
Filtering and making sure that they're actually solid leads, right?
Solid for some different strategy. Maybe it's not going to work for a cash on the moment, but you still can work some strategy where you can get the property, rent that property. You know, do you have the possibility to keep that property, be a holding? Keep that property on your portfolio, holding the property at this moment. So a lot of things are changing in California, even more.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have one rental, and that property is going to be under all these crazy laws that are coming, and are you going to be able to get to that heat, right?
Yeah, and I think that's precisely why we're talking right about doubling our lead flows, because of different laws and the market change. We need to have different exits for all this.
Revisit.
Yeah, all these things that are coming our way, right? So we don't necessarily just get stuck with one exit strategy.
Mm-hmm.
As the market is changing, we can have several exits, so we don't get stuck with the broken plates per se.
Yeah, you need to look at each one of them with a different way. Acquiring properties, it's not just before wholesale, everybody was, you know, going to wholesale, make this and wholesale again. And it's not working, that magic word, it's not working that much anymore. So what else can you do, right? What else are you going to be working and looking at if it's not a wholesale? What's the next exit strategy, or how are you going to acquire that property without getting hurt? That is how you're going to keep your flow. It's just looking with a different eyes the possibilities that are coming your way.
Right.
And I think that approach and that lens that you need to wear today, it needs to be not more specific for just one strategy, but diversifying again, right? What is that going to be when that kind of lead, it's a foreclosure? What are you going to do with that kind of lead when it hits your plate? Are you going to, you know, keep it? Are you going to wholesale? Are you going to turn that in a senior living? What it's going to be your eyes, and how you're going to manage that properties?
I think a lot of that's going to have to do with the season you're in as an investor, right? When you look at those leads and figure out your exit strategy, right? A lot of that's going to have to do with the season you're in as an investor. Newbies, are they going to be able to?
Even for acquired, you need to acquire the property first.
Right. But you're asking about a couple of exit strategies, right? And you're asking how would we approach those. Did I totally miss that? I think you did.
What are you going to do is leads that are hitting your plate right now.
Fuck, so I went into La La Land, huh? Shit, man.
Come on, Steve-O, wake up.
Man, I told you guys I was brain dead today.
Drink the water.
You should have got that coffee.
Too long of a nap today. I should have had a coffee. I was like, the way you guys were looking at me, I was like, wait, am I going down a rabbit hole here? Shit.
We are.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's all good. That is what I'm trying to say. There's a lot of smaller investors that are getting hit right now.
Yeah.
Leaving the market. I know a couple of multifamily that are getting foreclosure. The market is changing from sellers to buyers.
It really is. In fact, I think I talked about that a little bit yesterday. I was looking at
we did.
Yeah, just the some of the the unit, the homes for sale, right? And then how many were had price reductions over the last week or so?
Yeah, I live in the Moreno Valley area, right? And everything that around me, it's been selling for $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 under asking price.
Yeah.
And that's been the past 2 months, I want to say.
The market really starting to change because I think a lot of people are starting to see some of the writings on the wall, right, of what's happening with the job market, the economy, and everything else, yeah. Right? And we've talked about this a couple of times on our podcast is, you know, hey, there's going to be a wave coming of, you know, of changes in foreclosures at some point or another. And you start to see that when the market starts to get oversaturated with houses for sale, right? And we're starting to see that because, to your point, $20,000 to $30,000 less than asking, whereas last year at this time, people were paying $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, even $100,000 over asking.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I've seen, you know, you drive around in the weekend and, you know, in every other corner, there's an open house.
Open house now.
Every yeah. other corner, it seems like, honestly.
And that just means that houses aren't moving. They're not moving as fast as they used to. So, again, the market's starting to get a little stagnant.
Yeah.
Right. Pricing's going to start to change a little. I don't know. But then again, you know, let's see what happens here because they did just reduce the interest rate this past week. Right. By half a point. I don't know if that's going to make a difference to many people, but nevertheless, you know, we're going to have to buckle up and get ready for this ride because it's going to be a good one. In fact, you know, this is what we've been saying. The wave's going to come and now's the time. Now is the time to start preparing yourself for it because you don't want to learn how to swim, man, when you're already getting, when that wave's going to come hit you, right?
No. And I mean, watch out. Well, I would say, prepare your support team, your yeah. support system. You know, look around who are the people that supporting you there. Was practiced, you know, giving you individual assistance for, you know, advice. I mean, mm-hmm. don't take advice from people that's really not doing anything on the market. If I'm going to get advice, it needs to be from someone that is already doing something or is on the place that I want to get. Yeah. I'm not going to get, advice from uncle son that's just trying to take it and do not ever take action. But
right.
I'm going to listen to our mentor. I'm going to listen to you that's wholesaling day in and out. You know, I'm going to listen to who is on the market, actually.
You know, I heard somebody say this the other day. They said, you know, somebody who's doing better than you is already doing something that you want to be doing is never going to discourage you.
Yeah.
To not, you know what I mean? To not do what they're doing. The only people that are going to discourage you are the people that are not doing what you're doing. Meaning the guys that are sitting on the sidelines who are going to judge and, oh, yeah, don't do that. That's a scam. Blah, blah, blah. And guess what? They're in the same spot they were last year and 5 years from now.
Yeah.
And if you listen to it, you're going to be in the same place. But ultimately, I mean, you made a good point. Get your support system around you. And if you're new or if you want to learn about real estate investing, find a good community with support where you can get mentored and coached, because now's the time to start looking for that education, that learning. Because like I said, man, the wave's going to come and then people are going to get hit with it and like, oh, I wish I would have. And now you got to wait for the next cycle to come if it does at all. Right.
Yeah. And besides your support system, you also have to kind of create your own environment, right? Mm-hmm. You want to be able to find those partners that are good for you just because, you know, maybe not everybody's good for you. You need to find who you work best with. And
right.
You're going to work with different people and just build your team, basically, right?
Yeah, find Absolutely. A community that's going to be supportive.
Support right? you, yeah. Mentor you, basically.
Mentor, pay for a mentorship. I spend, I don't know, thousands.
Yeah, same.
I spend the money I never had in mentorship.
but you know, there is a saying, right? Free advice is just that.
Yeah.
You know? And so what does that even mean? What does that even do for you? If you're getting free advice, I mean, does it mean, I don't know. Anyway, it was just a point somebody brought up to me when I first got in the business was, you know, watch who you take advice from, right? Because free advice doesn't mean good advice either, right?
Yeah.
That's Consider true. The source and what it is. Anyway, But yeah, have the right people to protect your time and make you more efficient. Again, coaching.
Yeah, you can leverage each other, right? Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, here in the office, whenever one of us can't make it to a meeting, we send somebody else, you know, in the team. We leverage each other. Not everyone has the same schedule. Everyone always has 2-3 businesses going on. So, you know, we all get busy.
Yep.
And it's always good to have that support system again, right? Just to kind of help you, because you really can't do it alone.
That is so true, right? And again, you know, going back to the power of a community, you know, when you do have people that you can work with, that you can trust, that you can have, that, you know what, can actually show up and sit in for somebody that missed the podcast today, huh? Yeah. No, but that's cool. But again, I think having the right people around you that you can trust, that you can work with, that, you know, that are a fit for you, right? Like-minded individuals, we say, right? Yeah.
I am on the process to be looking for a VA, virtual assistant.
Nice.
I am on my own. So I'm right now, I'm pretty much running, I don't know, 3-4 business.
Yeah.
And it gets a little handy, you know, and there is a lot of things that sometimes I try to do and I cannot do, or doesn't give me the quality. And then I need to do something that's going to, maybe I need to get in a meeting and I'm stuck because I'm trying to, again, I'm not good with the internet. I'm not good in setting appointments. I am not that, you know, that person that has that skill. So why am I going to keep lying and trying to do? I did enough, but I need people that's going to be efficient and it's going to be, and somehow start giving me the freedom of time so I can do the big tasks that really matters. Not that the small ones doesn't.
No, but you got to focus on your time needs to be focused on the money making activities, whereas the other, the admin stuff, you want to be able to pass off. That's not like I do the same thing, right? I have an assistant. You guys all know that, you know. I also sleep with my assistant, but you know. but I had to do it because of all the other things that we had going on. This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast. I found all the time that I needed that person to be able to set my appointments, to be able to have those initial conversations, to do the filtering.
Yeah.
And then, okay, cool. They're a good lead. They're a good prospect. Okay, book an appointment and I'll go over there and I'll walk the property and I'll do, you know, all the good stuff that I need to do. But imagine trying to do exactly what you're saying. Take all those calls, walk properties, get all the notes. Hey, Foster, can you come take a look at this for me and schedule you up? And I mean, you know what I mean? It's just a lot of work that needs to happen.
There's little stuff that you want to do. I spend the whole weekend decorating a property so you can get that on the market. I swear to God, I didn't miss. I think I call you, right, Fausto? I was just like, hey, just get this call because I cannot even move here. I was, you know, balancing.
Was that the ADU?
No, the other one. Another one. Yeah, the ADU, it's rented. Yeah.
Nice.
It's good. Moving to the next. Yeah?
Right on.
So anyways, you need to have that free time because some stuff, some details you want to get done.
Yeah.
So you can see the result. It's so... so good when you can see the results, you know?
Yeah, you know, I closed a wholesale deal this week, and I mean, that check always puts a smile on my face.
Right? Yeah. Dude, that one, that smile every day.
right. Yeah.
No, but that is the point, getting people that's going to leverage, you can leverage, and it's going to help you with your efficiency. And this way you can think better, you can think with clarity, you can... watch what it's coming with more time so you can really suck on the conversations that you're having. You can really pay attention on the details that are going to make sense for the next, for the next strategy or for the next deal that we're working on.
Right. And again, you know, we're not trying to advocate. Well, maybe we are advocating for assistance and, you know, telling people to hire assistants. I mean, when you're new to the business, right, it's not always going to be the case. But I mean, if you can find people to partner with to help out and kind of split the workload in some cases, that may work as well.
Yeah. But as you're growing your business, you know, your business is going to require different things out of you that weren't required before. So that's where, again, efficiency comes in. Right. Yep. And you're able to kind of give those tasks away to someone else to help you so you can, like you said, do the bigger stuff, right? Yep. Just kind of just prioritize basically your time and making the most out of it.
That's the most important thing, right? Planning and prioritizing, right? And determining what are the big three that you have to get done for that day, and then making sure you hit those if that's the case.
Right. Yeah, when you have people doing the small tasks, taking care of those leads so you can keep the flow. Again, it's going to help you, because if someone is taking the time to watch the data, right? You're a big guy on data, right? If you're not paying attention on that for a week and you didn't see not a week, 15 days, and you didn't see results, you need to go back. But if you have someone doing that little task, they can call you in a week, say, hey, whatever you did last week is not working. Let's change this. You don't need to wait to get hurt financially with those steps. Because on the end of the day, one kind of marketing mailing here, another one there. On the end of the day, they get expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
you don't want to be losing, you know, or not being able to follow up with that.
100%.
The biggest miss, it's not doing the follow up.
Yep.
That is one of the worst ones. Neglecting your own business. So I'm going to get married as my VA assistant.
But you know what? That's a good point. And that was a good conversation. Actually, I had that conversation today with my assistant talking about follow-up. Like, where are we at with, you know, some of these missed opportunities or these people that we had conversations with? Where's the follow-up on that? And she says, oh, I've been busy. I'm like, you know what? We got to automate this. We got to get this done, because think about how much money you're leaving on the table at the end of the day, you know?
It's a load.
And yes, and it's a good portion, but, you know, it's work at the end of the day. You know what I mean? It's work. So, but, you know, the saying is, right, the fortune is in the follow-up. You got to follow up with people.
Yeah, you don't want it. So that's it's spending, but you spend a little more to get to the quality so you can get the better results.
100%.
So when you get the better results, whatever you invest on that, it's not going to hurt your pocket.
That's
the other way around. It's going to help you to grow on your business.
Yep.
So I think that doubling the flow of your leads, it comes with a price.
It does. And kind of going back to what you were talking about when we're talking about mailers. Look, I'm big on mailers.
Yeah, right?
I'm big on postcards and things of that sort. But you know what? It took me a minute. It took me money, a lot of money being spent on getting the message right. And I still tweak it every now and again. And this last message we put out, man, we've been breaking records in the number of calls we've been getting because of the way I structured that message now. And that's a good thing, right? But it took time. You should have seen when I first started this business and saying, okay, I'm going to pursue postcards as my lead generation. The first, I'm going to say, I think my first order was like a couple of thousand. And I spent a bunch of money, never got any calls. I was like, fuck, go back at it again. Did another, 2,000, right? 2,500, I think it was. And again, these cost, you know, it's a couple of $100. And then mailing costs, right? Yeah. So did it again, and okay, well, that when the phone rang a little, okay, cool, let's double down on this. Let's make this work, right? So to your point, we opened up with, you always got to go back and restructure and retweak, because you can always do better, right?
Yeah, retweak, review, be resilient. This way you can see the ups and downs and recover quickly.
That's right. Exactly. So now, you know, we're... we're mailing, God, I don't even know how many we're mailing out on a monthly basis now, because the message has been, it's been working. So double down on it now, right? So I think we're at, now we're doing about 4,000 a month. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
I love my community.
Heck yeah. But then we're even doing other things, because I've done all the different strategies of cold calling and door knocking and everything else.
Yeah.
I love having my phone ring. It works better for me.
Yeah, it's better, right? Just because people are calling you looking for you. They already know what they're, for lack of a better word, they know what they're getting into.
Yep.
Right. Before they pick up that phone. It's a much better transition, I would say.
Yeah, it is. It is, because you're not having to chase them down. They're actually chasing you, which is kind of cool. But yeah, so now, you know, going back to generating those leads, now we're doing a couple of other different type of mailers and such, and we'll see how those go. Right now, you know, we put out a couple of hundred different type of flyer messages. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're looking to see what bites, and then we'll once we start getting some results on those. I'm big on metrics, as you guys know.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you are.
So that's what drives my business. Okay, if I'm spending X amount of dollars and I get one call. But if it turns into something, okay, well then that lead just cost me X amount of dollars, right? I'm very big on understanding what that looks like. And I would actually recommend you guys do the same, because you got to know where your money's going at the end of the day. You got to know what your marketing budget's going to be and what kind of return on investment you're going to get out of it.
Well, that way you track, right? So like you said, you have several messages out there. So you're able to track every single one, what converts and what doesn't. So you've gotten to a high output sign or post, right? Because you've, of all the data you had, if you don't keep your data, you don't try new things, you don't restructure stuff, you wouldn't even know what works or doesn't.
And that's one of the things, I think that's kind of a miss that you know, as far as we're talking about, is you got to make sure that you track what you're putting out there, right? Whatever your lead source is, and find out, you know, and whenever you do get a call, if you do talk to somebody, find out where they found your information at, right? How they got in contact with you. Oh, with the message they, you know, I ask them all the time. What'd you get? You know, oh, I got a flyer. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay, cool. Was it the black one or the red one? You know, oh, it was the red one. Oh, okay, cool. Now I know that one works. You know what I mean? And then you take your conversation from there. But that's what I do, right? But I would always, one more time, always recommend that you guys track, you know, keep track of what you're.
Get the data.
Get the data, put it together.
Yeah.
You know, gotta know what you're spending. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah. Well, once you're there and you get your leads and you did everything, just let's look for what kind of place that you're looking, getting. Is that you're looking to rent, you're looking to leave? What is that you're going to accomplish with those leads, right? Yeah. Those are very important too.
Yes.
I mean, always keep looking.
Yes.
I have right now, I haven't started, but I need to start with another class, another administration thing for the senior living. I want to do it. I want to do it. It's super profitable. And for everything that I see, you know, it's worth.
Yeah.
It's worth the time and it's worth the money. So that is just going to be another not exit strategy, but
another tool, right?
Another tool that I want to have.
Yeah.
Because I know the market is changing, and every lead that I touch, I want to be able to monetize.
I got you, Danny. I got you.
Got you guys. Yeah, but because it's just, you cannot be looking at them the same way. It's not everything that's going to be a wholesale. It's not everything that's going to be, you know, just holding. Yeah. Partner up with other people if you need it. You know, get the business going. Doesn't matter. There's so many ways to do this business.
Yep.
That you get, if you get creative, dude, you just can make money for blinking.
That's my goal, right? Just to sit here and just be like Michael Jordan and be, you know, making the, what is it, hundreds of thousands or millions by the second, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think you just need to take the emotions away from, you know, what you find not a lot of people look. I was one. I am guilty as charged to look all the leads and say, hey, I can keep this one. Hey, I can keep this one. I was that person. Hey, this one is going to be good for the dog. This one's going to be good, you know, for Riverside, so I can just come spend time. That one's That's going funny. To be good for the desert, so I can just relax. I want one in Hawaii, so I can just go visit my right. kids. You know, I was the kind of person that looked the leads. I was just like, okay, I can keep this one. I can keep this one. I can keep
you
this.
Know, I don't think I've ever looked at any of the properties that I've worked with as anything I wanted to keep.
I keep everything that I can, everything that's possible.
Yeah, I've never, well.
I think that for me is the emotion on business.
Yeah.
It's looking and it's a freaking damn mess.
You're like that story we challenged. You know, the guy that he would work with and say, always say, oh, this house would be good for my mom.
Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Now let's figure it out how I can acquire that one.
You know, a lot of the stuff too I've done is, I mean, it's mobile homes, and nothing against mobile homes. I like them. I just I've never looked at anyone to say, oh yeah, you know what, I can keep that one. Maybe now I'm gonna.
There's
now,
a couple.
Now you're gonna make me think about that. Now you know.
There's a couple of parks. They are. I mean.
Badass. There was the one that I was telling you guys about last week.
It's crazy. I saw a couple that it's really crazy, but I want to buy the park.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that one, so this unit that I was telling you guys about was actually, I mean, it needs work, right? But the park is freaking beautiful. And I'm like, man, you know, it's playground for the kids, a whole park area, this big old pool.
Oh, it's a family friend one.
Oh, man, it's beautiful. And I'm like, man, and then the space rent's cheap, and I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be a good deal, you know? But, you know.
You never know. That is, you know, you never know. You never know. Just look at changes that are coming. People are going to be, unfortunately, for a lot of people, foreclosures are raising like crazy.
Yep. They're
popping up like popcorn.
They're
popping like popcorn. And people are going to look for place.
Yeah. But
yeah, so I don't know. I'm looking for properties that I can add ADUs. I'm looking for properties that I can add another unity, you know, raising. I'm keeping looking.
Yeah, no. Oh, shoot. I went way far away. Yeah, I'm with you on that. In fact, there was a couple of other little leads that we were taking a look at. One, I wanted to talk to you about it because it is ADU potential, and I did want to talk to you about that and kind of pick your brain on it before. Mm-hmm. Just so I have a exit in mind when I go approach it, you know what I mean? And I'll tell you about it after we do the podcast here.
I'm leaving midnight.
You know, shoot.
No, it's fun. See, when you start talking and start putting ideas together, you brainstorm, you master your mind, and whatever I can deliver, I want to see everybody have success.
Yes.
You know, I am not where I want to be yet. I have a lot of, you know, a lot of growing from now on, mm-hmm. but I'm not stopping. So
and you can't.
Can't stop. Nope. There's just one way to look. It's forward, that's never it. Back. That's so, it. Yeah. That's it. Let's talk ADUs. Yeah,
let's talk ADUs.
After the flow.
After the flow.
Yeah. All right, guys. Fausto, anything that you want to bring it up about leads generation, keeping up thoughts. New strategies? What is your thoughts about getting a VA so you can have more leads?
Free up some time, right?
Yeah. No, honestly, I know we're going to get a little sidetracked, but Steve, like, why don't you keep mobile homes for long-term strategy? Do they just not work out? Is there just a spread? Is the park a thing?
So a lot of the parks out here require owner tenancy. Right. And so,
right.
I mean, there's strategies around how I can do that, but I just haven't found the maybe not the right people or the right deal that I want to work that with just yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the most part, you know, a lot of it is you have to be on the title, right? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never really pursued that. I've been more so, you know, my pursuit's always been in, for my buy and hold's been the real estate area, mm-hmm. more so than any mobile homes. But it's not something that's completely out of the question. It's just not something that I've pursued.
Right. Just if and when the opportunity were to come, you would act upon absolutely. It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course, like anything, right? The numbers have to be right. And
equations.
Yeah.
Math is math.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? I was actually thinking about a couple of strategies that I can use. And it's funny that you bring that up because I had this conversation with my assistant slash wife slash
HR.
Yeah, HR. Yeah. That was good. And I actually, we had a conversation about that, particularly this unit that I was talking about and how that would work out. And I, you know, kind of put some stuff on the whiteboard to try to figure out what would need to work. And that particular, the numbers that were, I was approaching this deal with would have worked, but unfortunately we couldn't make, you know, we couldn't make the ends meet with the seller. But I mean, we're still selling it.
Right. You know,
but nevertheless, I mean, it's something that, yeah, I'm going to be taking a deeper dive into going forward for sure.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks. Of course. Thanks for bringing that up, man. I like that.
Strategies. All right. Steve Ocampos.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, right, we got to make sure that we're constantly and always following up on our leads, but also generating leads, right, and making sure that we always have, it's a quote in one of our books, actually, have more people that you have time to talk to, right? Yeah. Keep that pipeline full and find ways to keep that pipeline full. Constantly. If something's not working, tweak it, try it again. Just remember, I mean, nothing's going to be perfect the first time out. I'm not saying that it can't be, right? Golfers hit a hole in one every now and again.
Yeah, they do.
You know, you might be able to do the same, but just know that, hey, you know what? Be patient, be resilient.
Yeah.
And be ready for that flow of calls to come, because once you get that message right or whatever it is you're looking to do, it'll come. You just got to be persistent. Got to stay on top of it.
I agree. I would say for the podcast today, keep your minds always creative.
Yeah.
Right? Restructure your marketing if you need it, or get an extra hand so you can free your time, have that quality of conversations or visits and things like that. I think that's so important.
Yeah.
And you don't stop, guys. Just do not stop. Look for that community, coaching. The time is coming, so be prepared.
Yes.
I'm prepared.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm prepared, and I am happy that I have the community.
Right. And guys, and you know what? Those listening out there, you know, that want to get started in real estate investing, don't think you have to know everything, you know? Just get started. Just start doing something. What's the saying around here? Action over perfection. Perfect. What is it? Perfect inaction is never going to get you anywhere, right?
Yep.
Perfect inaction will never get you anywhere.
Just on the regrets.
Right on. Well, hey, you know, everybody's good thoughts. Thank you, Fausto, for coming in and filling in tonight. Man, we really appreciate it. He's going to be one of our regular co-hosts. Danny, where can people find us?
Hey, if you want to learn a little more about us, go to info@becomeaninvestor.com. Send us an email that we're going to have an answer for one of us. You can also hear our show on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Pandora.
Pandora, you don't have to come and see that last week.
Yeah, there you go. Don't forget, you were on Facebook as well, Instagram, TikTok. And they are going to be all over the place.
That's it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night, everyone.